It is 7:16 now. Back to Matt.
All right, Katie, thank you. South Dakota Congressman Bill Janklow will resign next month, the same day that he's sentenced for manslaughter. Monday, a jury found him guilty for his role in a deadly car accident last summer. NBC's Jim Avila has more on that. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Bill Janklow's friends call him a big man in a big hurry, but now his driving record has caught up with him.
A humbled icon, four-term South Dakota governor, set to resign from Congress effective January 20th, sentencing day. Bill Janklow found guilty of felony manslaughter.
You think you're all congressmen?
Kill that man, congressman.
Janklow had nothing to say. He now faces a possible prison term of up to 10 years and leaves Congress before next year's session begins. His friends call it a sad day for a South Dakota legend and the state.
Bill Janklow was everywhere, and he was a brilliant leader, and it's a foible, it's a problem, and it caught up with him.
The jury took a mere 4 hours to convict Janklow for speeding on this rural road, blowing the stop sign, and recklessly killing 55-year-old motorcyclist Randy Scott. Janklow's diabetes defense, that low blood sugar caused the blackout, was called goofy by prosecutors. The jury apparently agreed, but did not stop to explain the verdict. The victim's family did say justice was done. Scott's smiling sister said the people of South Dakota made her proud. The Scott family also said they were sure it was difficult for the jury because of Janklow's position in the state. Political writer David Kranz has covered Janklow for the Argus Leader for 20 years and says even with his conviction and forced resignation, he'll be remembered as one of South Dakota's most powerful and popular politicians.
I think overall, you know, when you're looking at who's been able to get things done at the state level for South Dakota, he will definitely go down on record as one of South Dakota's best governors.
South Dakota!
What does this mean for South Dakota? Well, they only have one congressman because of the small population, and the governor says he will not hold an election until June, so they'll be without a vote for almost 6 months, or more than 6 months, actually, Matt.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much. Jim Avila in Sioux Falls this morning. It's 7:18. Once again, here's Kate.